Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, September 8th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by the Pretoria government to renew work permits for Zimbabweans in that country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by South Africa to renew work permits for Zimbabweans domiciled in that country.
The new Zimbabwe Exemption Permits, or ZEP, will begin on 15th September 2017 and is open for valid Zimbabwe Special Permit holders only. The cut-off date for the application is November this year.
The new Zimbabwean permits will be issued for a maximum period of 4 years.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvehurongwa hwaparurwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa wekuti iwo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika izvagara zvanga zviine mapepa paiya yanzi Zimbabwe Special Permit zvinge zvichipiwa mamakore mana 4 years kuti zvinge zvichishanda munyika yeSouth Africa uye ku nyoreswa kwemagwaro ikunenge kwakutanga munguva pfupi inotevera. Saka tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona senyaya yeGibbs.
Iye kunjalo keblessing. Zuluka ndaba lichona njani kuna ngapo ngemakaya. Iye lapha ke silamta sikhuluma ngohlelo lutsha okutwa iZimbabwean Exemption Permit. Lolu ke kukanyangazani luqhutshwa kusukisela kuloko kutwa iZimbabwe Special Permit. So singathi ke ukuvuselela uhlelo lweZimbabwe Special Permit. So ke uhlelo lweZimbabwe Exemption Permit luyabe lungabantu lungalwabantu ababambe amaphepha lawo eZimbabwe Special Permit. So siyabona ukuthi kuyaqhaza ngeviki ezayo mhla ka 15 ngoSeptember abantu balakho ukuthi bangene online ku website yangkhona. I website yangkhona ithiwa inje www.vfsglobal.com/zep/southafrica/com. Zaipinda futhi www.vfsglobal.com/zep/southafrica/com. Yeye one kunjalo ke futhi abantu futhi kuya kuthiwa bebhadala imali 1090 rand yofunakala khona.
Onguka hamawadiwa vari kutiona pa Facebook tida kunzwa kuti muri kupi muzango nyore kuti pfe kuradza kuti mapinda muchirongo tida kunzwa kuti muri kupi kuti vanhu vakwanise kuziva kuti vabo vari kuteerera vari kunzvimbo dzipi uye munokwanisawo kuti tumira namba dzenyu kuti tikufonerai kuti mutaure iyo nyaya yatiri kutaura iyoyi. But interestingly, Gibbs, this is coming at a time when they seem to be a diplomatic row between the ANC and ZANU-PF after President Robert Mugabe took a swipe at the later ANC and South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, saying he did not do enough to empower the majority blacks. And the ANC Secretary General, Gwede Mantashe, has been hitting back, telling Mr. Mugabe that, it's in fact his country that is in crisis, and the ANC has not been criticizing ZANU-PF. But you see now, there are Zimbabweans who are exiled in South Africa for various reasons. And mostly, some are, you know, looking for jobs because all is not well in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But here you have Mr. Mugabe attacking the ANC government. Quite an interesting development there.
Mm, very interesting times. Mm-hmm. I read the story in the Mail and Guardian, and, you know, it was very detailed on what Mantashe was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's saying that President Mugabe is dancing out of tune, you know,
mm-hmm.
because these people are actually flooding South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's unhappy with that. And he says there's nothing wrong with what Mr. Nelson Mandela did.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, this is not the first time that the president has actually taken a swipe
indeed.
On Mr. Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
So many things are happening. But, you know, when you look at these special Zimbabwean exemption permits,
mm-hmm.
so then there is a section where they are saying that, you know, if somebody submits an application,
mm-hmm.
you still need to contact VFS. You know, mm-hmm. there are certain centers
mm-hmm.
where people are supposed to go. Yeah. So, kunjalo ke Zimbabwe umuhle, nxa ukuthi ufuna ukuthi uye khona ngale lapho uyabe sokulungiswa khona ku VFS emaofisini. Kulento abe bezifuna ukuthi ubuye lazo, onje nge passport ye Zimbabwe blessing. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi ulomsebenzi kumba ulamsebenzi, nxa ufuna ukudinga i work permit. Kuzobuya njalo nxa ufuna i business kumele batshengisele ukuthi phela ulayo phela amapepa thize. Kuzobuya njalo
We have our first guest, Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Mr. Mabena, good evening.
Evening to you and to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
We can tell that you are very happy because we always follow your Facebook posts and you're actually celebrating what the South African government has actually done. So, tell us, what does this mean, you know, the Zimbabwean exemption permit?
Well, it's a relief to about 200,000 Zimbabweans that are in South Africa, either working, starting, or doing business, because people were anxious. They didn't know what was likely to happen, given that we are almost 3 months away before the expire of the Zimbabwe special permit. So the announcement that a new permit will now be in place for the next 4 years is a huge relief for the majority of Zimbabweans that are holders of this permit. And we welcome the announcement by the Minister of Home Affairs and wish to thank them for the work that they have done in ensuring that the permits are renewed. You will know that when the ZSP was issued in 2014, the conditions were clear that the ZSP was not going to be renewed. It is being renewed now, though under a different name. But the reality is that people will be in South Africa for the next 4 years. Yes, of course, we'll have wanted that this announcement should have covered those that are not holders of ZSP. Unfortunately, it did not happen. We'll still pursue negotiations with the South African government through the Department of Home Affairs, and we'll continuously engage in our own Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, so that when they also meet with when he meets with his South African counterpart, he can keep on raising the issue of Zimbabweans that work in South Africa undocumented, because it presents a number of challenges. Some of them get exploited by their workers because they are not documented and so forth. But we are saying, we welcome the statement by the minister.
But have you tried to engage South African authorities about these undocumented Zimbabweans? I think it's important for South Africa to make sure that they are indeed documented. Because, for example, if anything happens, be it good or bad, if there's a crime, at least you are dealing with people who are not working there like ghosts. And of course, when the program started, I think many Zimbabweans were afraid that if they registered and, you know, there was information as to where they were staying and working, they might actually be deported. Are they receptive to that, to say register them, or is something that they've said they are not going to do?
we are not the only ones that are raising the issue of undocumented Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. You will know the mayor of Johannesburg, though in the manner in which he's articulating it, is he comes across as very xenophobic. But nonetheless, in his xenophobic statements, he raises the issue of undocumented Zimbabweans. We know the Minister of Police, Honorable Fikile Mbalula, has raised the same issue that it is difficult to trace an individual that has committed crime if one is not documented. And the statement by the Minister of Home Affairs today speaks to the issues around the security, to say, since the documentation of Zimbabweans some 7 years ago in 2010, it has improved around the question of security and also at the border post, because people now move freely with the permits. But of course, like we are saying, we still have challenges because we have people that are working in South Africa, but their passports are basically in Zimbabwe because one is given days and they can't keep their passports here. So it also creates a lot of corruption at the border gate. In our view, the only way to eliminate that is to ensure that those that are working in South Africa are documented. We are not sure when the SADC work visa, which is contained in the new Immigration Act or International Migration Policy, is going to kick in. We hope that it will also be another platform that can be used to address the question of undocumented. But we'll keep on raising these issues with the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, the Department of Home Affairs, to ensure that those that are working are documented.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. Stay on the line there. Silo baba ke uDumisani osecungweni lapha. Baba Dumisani, kunjani?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila njani msakazi?
No, mphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khona?
South Africa, eMpumalanga.
Oh, eMpumalanga. Akutsho phela ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolu ule Zimbabwe exemption permit?
Mathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi besinikeze elinye ithuba lokuthi khona ukuthi sisebenze ama-family ethu asemakhaya.
So wena sikhuluma nje, wena ulayo i-permit le?
Yebo, ngilayo.
So uzwe ukuthiwa kumele wenzeni kusukisela namhlanje?
Into engiyizwileyo nje ukuthi baqala nje, siyaqala, kumele siqale uku-apply from mhlaka 15 sasiwa mhlaka 30. And into ekhona kumele ngibe le proof of employment. And then okunye is 1100 mangaphambanisi. 1090
Aha. So ke kodwa wena uzwa kusithini khonapho nxa ukuthi sokwethulwe khonokho?
Mna ngibona kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba kusinikeze elinye ithuba yodwa lathi sisebenze sifundekile, singasebenzisi sawukuthi mhlawumbe
ukuthi njengalingasukuze libotshwe. Ye, ungazani ke uDumisani ucingo lwakhe luqhumekile, singazi ukuthi kungakuhambe njani. All what you are saying is that, you know, this is a good move. And, you know, Zimbabweans are not settled in South Africa, especially when the government doesn't, you know, come out in the open and say we're extending the program or not. But he says after the extension of this program, he's happy, he's a holder of a Zimbabwe special permit, and he believes that he's going to work for his family from South Africa in a good way without running away from the police and all those kind of things.
I think we are being joined now by our second guest, Advocate Gabriel Shumba of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Mr. Shumba, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, Mr. Shumba, the same question we first asked Mr. Ngabuto. How significant is this development, the four-year permits?
Of course, as a development that touches on people's lives, it is a very monumental development, which is also very significant in that it positively impacts on, one, how people relate to authorities when they are in South Africa. Two, it assuages the anxieties and uncertainties that characterized the lives of Zimbabweans in South Africa, especially in recent months when there was no clarity as to whether these permits were going to be extended, and if so, with what conditions. Three, it gives solidity, or at least it gives hope and a sense of stability to the number of people that will be affected by this new development, in particular the those that are currently holding the ZSP or Zimbabwe Special Permits, and they actually number up to 197,941. So it's a very huge number. It means, therefore, that these people, whether they are holding work permits or they are holding study permits or they are holding business permits, they can move on with their life. So we take this opportunity to thank not only the South African government, but also our consulate that has been working behind the scenes. Not many people are aware of that. Mm-hmm. But our consulate has been hugely facilitative of this development, and also organizations that are led by Comrade Mabena there and many others in South Africa. So it's a very welcome development indeed.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, notice we are going to Mabena. Mabena, what are you going to do? Ye ngasikhangela lokhu ke baba Mabena siyabona ukuthi ye kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kwenzakala kodwa ke kulabantu abaningi abangalakho phela maphepha eZimbabwe special permits so kumele uhulumende weSouth Africa enzeni ukuze abantu bangene kuZimbabwe exemption permit
yebo thina esikhala ngakho ikona lokhu ukuthi abakhona abantu abaningi abasebenzayo abangelazo izincwadi esicela ukuthi uhulumende weSouth Africa abancedise nabo babe khona babe nazo lezi zincwadi. Esaqhubeka sikwenza ukuthi sikhulumisane lohulumende weSouth Africa ikakhulu umphathi intambo wezangaphakathi ukuthi akunanzelele ukuthi kuqhakatheke kanganani ukuthi laba bangelazo izincwadi labo baba lezincwadi. Okwesibili, kulabantwana abazalelwe lapha labanye abafundayo abangelawo ama-study permit. Because sabe sikhuluma sizama ukuthi sithole ukuchaziselwa ukuthi abantwana kumele siba-applyisele njani ukuthi babe lawo ama-study permit. Kanti-ke futhi kulabanye abalabo umkabo uthola ukuthi mina ngilayo i-permit, umkama akalayo i-permit. Yikho futhi lapho esafuna ukuthi kuchaziselwe ukuthi kuzasebenza njani ukwenzela ukuthi ubabe engabi le permit yedwa, umamele engabi le permit, kumbe umame ebe le permit, ubabe engabi le permit. Yikho konke lokho kumele sikulungise. Kodwa-ke njengoba sitshile ukuthi sibonga kakhulu uhulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi usizwile isikhalo sethu sokuthi abantu laba abafika 200,000 babe lakho ukuthi babe lezincwadi zokuthi baqhubeke behlala eSouth Africa okweminyakeni emine elandelayo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke. Ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshanamba banqabuto Mabena. So he says they're really happy about what is going on, but maybe it was going to be good to open wide this net, you know, so that many people feel comfortable instead in South Africa.
Regati zoke kwa muri vashumba. Vashumba, tukona uti chirongwa chinenge cha kutanga vanhu vanenge vakunonyoresa. Vanenge vachida kubatsirwa kuti vaite izvo. Vanenge vachienda kupi? Muri kushanda nao sei na? Muri kushanda sei nao?
Kune vasangano vanogira kodzero dzavanhu akaita sana Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, akaita sana Zimbabwean Community in South Africa na vamabena. Kune ma organization ana vachikowerwa anoi Global Zimbabwe Forum esawo anogona kubatsira vanhu pasina muripo nokuti zvinodiwa zvacho zvinhu zvakawanda ende zvizhinji zvacho zviri kutanga kana kuti kutangisa process yacho zvinoitiwa paindanet. Saka vazhinji vedu mukatarira patakatanga kuita process paiva ne 275,000 ichiri kuidocumentation of Zimbabweans project. Uko zvino pasara vanhu vari less than kana kuti vari pasi pe 200,000. Zvinongoreva kuti zvimwe zvimingamupinyi zvinoitika ndizvozvo zvokuti vanhu havazivi kuti zvinoitwa sei, asi vanogona kuitigwa zvinhu izvi kana kubatsirwa kuita pasina muripo. Vamwe vakatopedzisira vakudyiwa mari kumaindanet cafe. Zviri zvinhu zvatisingakurudziri kuti zviitike because kunongova nemasangano iwo anobatsira vanhu. Chatatichiita before ndochokushanda nekonzuleti nokushanda nemamwe masangano akazvimirirawo nokushanda neministiri yehome affairs yeSouth Africa yavanoti Department of Home Affairs kuti tikwanise kusvika pachinhano chatasvika ichi. Asi chechipiri wotaa tichishanda nemasangano anogwira kodzero dzavanhu kuti tiudze vanhu mamiriro azvakaita, tichibatsirawo vanhu kuti vasavhunduka. Saka tichienda mberi tichangoshanda zvenavanhu tichivaudza kuti chinoda kuitwa ndechakati ndechakati. Chikuru chavanofanira kuziva ngavatange vabvunza vasangomanya kuenda kuma internet cafe kwavanonosvika vobudziwa zvinhu zvisiri izvo zvataugwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashumba. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the decision by Pretoria to renew working permits for Zimbabweans for 4 years. Good.
Yeah, so let's get back to Mr. Mapena. So it seems as if not everybody is computer literate, or people have got access to computers and so forth. So what happens if somebody wants to apply and doesn't have a laptop, doesn't have a, you know, a PC and all those kind of things? So what happens?
But when we are talking to some employers who are busy with their employees, particularly those that we hold that the next step has been calling on them that they are employers, then they've been receiving a lot of inquiries from the public. Concerning processes, we know that the number of organizations are valid, so they were not taken to the computer. I saw a certain process where one week organization has been supported by
Mr. Mapena, I think there's something wrong with your phone. Maybe can you get a bit close to your phone?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think. Now we can hear you. Can you repeat that again?
No, I was saying we've been receiving inquiries from the employers, particularly those that employ Zimbabweans, domestic workers. They are willing to assist their employees, and we hope a number of employers will do so. Also, there are organizations that are willing to also assist those that would want to apply. Like I was saying, we saw a Facebook page where one of the women's organizations, Zim Imbogote, says they will be assisting women who are not computer literate to apply for these permits. The challenge, of course, is that we had in 2014 is in the outlying areas, like in the farming community, where some employers will not be willing to transport their employees to the next VF center, because there are only 10 VF centers around the country, and they are very far from where people stay or work. But it's easier in transit because people can always go to Midrand to apply. But if you are working in the outlying areas, in the farms, in the Mpopo, for you to travel to Polokwane, it's another expense, and the employers might be hesitant to assist their employees. So we'll be making this call, running this campaign, to ensure that every person that is a holder of the ZSP is able to apply. The second challenge that we have, which we'll be raising with the Department of Home Affairs next week, you will know that in 2014, when people applied for the ZSP, some permits came with errors. They sent back those permits for rectification. For example, if there was a spelling mistake, people never received it, but their ZSP, they are still lying at it. Department of Home Affairs, and they are meant to be using those as proof that they've ZSP to apply. So we'll be engaging them next week to say what then happens to such people that didn't receive their permits on their passports. Secondly, what happens to those that lost their passports that have permits, because have been receiving complaints from people saying they lost their passport to the permit, they've forgotten the ZSP number. So it raises a lot of issues. So we'll be engaging the Department of Home Affairs next week to get clarity on those issues so that everyone that is in the system will apply.
Let's go back to Mr. Shumba. Mr. Shumba, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, Mr. Shumba, is this not likely to cause friction between Zimbabweans in South Africa? I mean, looking at the fact that here, South Africa's unemployment rate is very high, 27.7%, and then they are giving permits to Zimbabweans.
No, I don't see it that way. I think one thing we should take cognizance of is that this process is not a new process. It is something that has been in existence for quite a long while now, since 2010. So it is well known that there was a process which was embarked on in 2010,
which is just the face of which is the culmination in the Zimbabwe exemption permit. So there is nothing very new or untoward about it. But secondly, we should also realize that it has been emphasized by the minister today that what she is trying to do is actually in South Africa's national and security interest. It is a fulfillment of obligations under international law that South Africa holds. It is also an advancement of the white paper on international migration. So it is to South Africa's advantage, one, to have people registered, if they are workers or businessmen or women, paying taxes. So that is undeniable. And secondly, to also know who is who and to legalize and regularize people's stay in the country. So it is in everybody's interest. Frictions ordinarily arise when people do not hold proper papers within communities. And that's when trouble starts with people saying, we have undocumented migrants within or amongst us. And, you know, these sometimes are alleged to be committing crimes. So when that happens, then you have friction. But I don't foresee any friction because this process is a transparent one which has been going on for years. I just wanted to advise listeners that there are a few things they should be aware of. I'm not sure whether that was raised before I ended the program. Mm-hmm. But the first one is that if you are a convicted criminal or you have been deported before, even whilst on Zimbabwe special permit, then you will of necessity be found wanting when you submit your application now. In fact, that's one of the determinants on whether you will be considered qualifying or not under the Zimbabwe exemption permit. Mm-hmm. And secondly, there are also other things to note that, for example, you cannot change your conditions, the conditions of the Zimbabwe exemption permit whilst within the Republic of South Africa. You would have to go back to Zimbabwe to change those conditions. But on the flip side, you can actually migrate to a new visa regime from the Zimbabwe exemption permit whilst within the borders of South Africa. And usually people find it very difficult to make that distinction. What it simply means is that if you are on ZSP or a Zimbabwe exemption permit now, if you are, let's say, a holder or you are on a study permit under a degree program or under a diploma program, you can then, when you want to migrate to a degree program, that's changing the condition of your ZEP, as it is called now. You would have to go outside the country. But if I am a holder of a ZEP, or formerly ZSP now, and I want to move, let's say, to an accompanying relative permit, I can do so within South Africa. So these are some of the nitty-gritties people are not aware of, but we can assist to articulate them if they consult us. Then lastly, on that score, I wanted to say Zimbabwe Exiles Forum will be conducting a training of trainers for people that are stakeholders within society and leaders within society, within the Zimbabwean community in South Africa, to assist those that are unable to conduct the online registration to do so.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. Gibbs, go on.
Yes, Lomnumzana, Stephen. Stephen, kunjani?
I'm right, kunjani.
Mphile kakhulu, mashongani. Kunjani lapho khona?
Kuright.
Yeah, when you lie, is Zimbabwe a special permit?
Siyabonga, esakwenzayo ngo March
sakhuluma lo minister uChombo ukuthi kulama Zimbabweans angelazo izithupha lama birth certificate aweZimbabwe. Wayethembisile ukuthi ngoJune i-Office ka-Register General laliza kuze South Africa bizothathisa abantu abanjalo izithupha lama birth certificate. Ngenyanga ephelileyo ngo-August bengilaye futhi eHarare sikhuluma ngendaba leyo ukuthi uJune usedlulile manje kuqhubekana. Wasesithi yena uhlupho abalalo khathesi ukuthi njengoba sekuqale i-voter registration ekhaya, istaffu sabo silutshwane ukuthi bengenza i-voters registration ekhaya babuye lapha futhi bathathise abantu izithupha lama-birth certificate. So wasethembisa ukuthi bazakwenza bengaqeda i-voters registration ekupheleni komnyaka babuye bezothathisa abantu izithupha. Sizambona futhi emalanga nalandelayo ukuthi sizame ukupropose i-program thina especially siyifake ukuthi ayi-office ka-Register General nxa libuya abantu bengaba kuziphindawo labo abafisa ukuthi babe lezithupha lama-birth certificate lokuthi ubufakazi bokuthi bayizalwane zeZimbabwe kuyabe kuyibuphi bona o-Minister Chomba ababefuna ukuthi abantu babe labo ngoba lapha kasilazinduna kasilabo sobhuka abangakwenza lokho. So sizazama ukuthi sikhonisane labo sponsor sidevelopa iprogram ezancedisa abantu.
Okay, no, wazi uthi anyari angithi wabona manje iZimbabwe kufuna kuvota manje ndizomela abantu futhi la ukuthi bangali bazobhalisa sikhathi bani ngoba bazobamela ama-permit futhi la.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mashongane, uzabe kuphendula sibili okunye kwankhona.
Ngicela ukudlulisa umlayezo, ngifuna ukuthi utshele uJonga lapho ngoba angithi wazi ukuthi lesihlala khona abantu bake balwa laphaya. Le indawo. Hello?
Ye, ngulalele ye.
Ya, ngibe ngifuna ukudlulisa umlayezo ukuthi abantu labaya be-church bake bashaywa ngazo. Labantu laba fike bayenze indaba ye-church laphaya bangacelelanga ukuzenza izinduna zakhona manje. Masi bachele ukuthi kuna madoda bayasoka le labantu baqala khula mina ngekhona lesikhathi le ndaba mayiyenze
oh, yeah. Wabona so othi senze so ke senza kufonela sixoxe ngayo yena le.
Okay, sure.
Yes, spoken kakhulu Mr. Mashongane wanted to know why the Zimbabwe community in South Africa is not helping people back home to get ID cards and all those kind of things. And Mr. Mabena says they are engaging the government of Zimbabwe on that score.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can go to one of the guys and maybe Mr. Shumba.
Of course, just a quick update on those who are following on Facebook, on the Shona Facebook page. Baba Sheu Nesu says, watching VOA Studio 7, of course, we want to know where you are. Nisi Cyril, quality sound, thank you so much. Malcolm Kananji says he's watching. Tendai Zinyama, Vagona, Zimbabwe, still not okay. Extension is highly recommended. Asi Modzoka kuzovota. Your vote is needed. Try more water, says he's watching. Tendai Zinyama, call me. We'll call you Tendai. Webster Munzara, listening loud and clear. I think it's a Limpopo border post, though he wrote Limpopo. Then Webster Munzara, Ati Vanogona, Asi Isu, Tisina, Tinoa Naoere. Of course, we discussed that a bit. I love more. Mudzingwa gave us his number. He says, call me. We'll try to call you. Love more. Let's go back to Mr.
Or maybe go to the video then.
Oh, we have got a video of the press conference.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The South African minister.
Yes. So let's get the South African minister to say something about this issue.
We hereby announce the opening of the new Zimbabwean exemption permit. Learning from the wisdom of our leader and the son of the soil of the South African Revolution, O.R. Tambo, we do this in the spirit of international solidarity, conscious of the political imperative to build peace and friendship in the continent and in the whole world. Conditions of this new of the new Zimbabwean exemption permit dispensation entitles the holder to work, study, and or conduct a business if a person is an entrepreneur. But also it's important to emphasize that it does not entitle the holder the right to apply for permanent residents, irrespective of the period of stay in the Republic of South Africa. At that point, it will not be renewable, neither be renewable nor extendable. The next point, it does not allow a holder to change conditions of his or her permit while in South Africa. Also, this permit, the permit holder who wish to convert their status to any other mainstream visa should apply timelessly for such visa from within South Africa, provided they meet all the requirements for that visa.
That is the Minister of Home Affairs, Tlengiwe Mkize, speaking about the permits.
Let's go back to Advocate Shumba. Advocate Shumba, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Or before we go, we come to you, let me just quickly, Tendai wrote to us that he wanted to be on the show. Let me just go to Tendai quickly. Magadi Mkoma Tendai.
Tipo Magadiko.
Aywa, tiripo. Matimu tuna kupinda mchurungu hapa Facebook hapa. Taurai tinzwe fungwa zenyu.
Tinofara ni zaitwa ni South Africa, kuti they've given our brothers and sisters a chance, because things, I mean Zimbabwe Bulawayo, things are not yet okay.
Zvakamira sei kuBulawayo?
Zvakanaka. Things are tough now, because now mari haichabatiki. Ikona isenge it's very painful, especially for mavanhu vakura vachiona munhu akashanda pensheni yari kuma 76 years, akalaina kubhengu bana $5 or $20, $10 a week, $50. It's very pathetic. I think things are not okay now. It's high time something needs to be done about our country. But we also pray with our brothers and sisters, even if mapiwa, madaro mapiwa, ma kuchimu, ma garafana da 4 years, don't rest. This is your country. You should need your fight. Because there is no way things will change in Zimbabwe except if people do take part in my election. So, kumbira imesi wa South Africa, aru diaspora, please, kana mchukwanisa kudzoka nguva yekuvota. Just come vote out of here. That will mean a lot for the next generation. Don't only think about yourself, kuti zviko zvakatonakira inhasi kuti zvana South Africa mokuti mugare for the next 4 years, but think of your children's children. You have to come back and build our country.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tendai zinyama nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Just to look in the guys room, tutamita basa rakanaka. Thank you so much. But to our brothers, we say, please. I will vote. Please come back and vote for the future. Your vote count.
Tunotenda. Regaituwe kwa muri Advocate Shumba?
Ndakateza.
I think you heard what Tendai said there, that of course he's happy for those in South Africa, but he's saying Zimbabweans in South Africa must cross the border and vote in next year's elections. Is there not a danger that South Africa is now being used like a relief valve by Zimbabwe to say if things are not okay, some Zimbabweans will be allowed to go to South Africa. Meanwhile, the situation at home is not changing.
Well, let's be clear that those that are on ZSP or the ZEP now are people who have already been there for a long while, as I indicated earlier. And secondly, it's not a program that is peculiar to Zimbabweans. It has already been extended to Lesotho nationals that are in South Africa, and will likely be extended to Swazi nationals and many other SADC region members. So it's not a program that is peculiar or unique to Zimbabwe. But having said that, I think there is no doubt that when the program commenced in 2009, when it was debated, it took into account the socio-economic and political problems that bedevil Zimbabwe. So it is upon that basis that South Africa decided, or at least among many other bases, but it was also a consideration that things were not fine in Zimbabwe, as Tendai has said. And the situation remains quite pathetic, just to use the word that he used. But we also take this opportunity to urge not only those who can and are in neighboring countries such as Botswana and Mozambique to go and register, but also to participate in the election. We are also taking the opportunity, actually, to urge Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and the authorities in Zimbabwe to come and register people that are outside the country. Registration should not cost that much. And we have colleagues and within civil society, international civil society, and other governments that are willing to assist in the process of registration. It's not everybody who will find it very easy to travel, not least because employers may not give them the opportunity to go back to Zimbabwe or those off days that are needed to register one and also to vote. So it's not a very easy task, and we are urging the government to now come and extend the program to neighboring countries. There is absolutely no convincing reason why they should not register people who are within neighboring countries. And lastly, I think it's very clear right from the onset that our new constitution, the 2013 constitution, in section 67, grants every citizen the right to vote. And there is absolutely, again, no describable or very clear or reason that is unequivocal which can preclude the government from extending that right, apart from the usual mantra about resources. So there are strategies that we are employing to engage the government, to engage all other stakeholders. And some of them I cannot disclose at this juncture, but many people realize that we are working very flat out towards getting the diaspora vote to be made a reality.
Thank you. Gibbs, before Gibbs comes in, there is Paradzai Diki who says, ask Mr. Mabena if he is going to engage our Zimbabwe government about our passports to be processed fast. Some people applied more than 3 months ago, but they are not yet out. Mr. Mabena.
We were talking to the Office of the Registrar General, we have been told that passports are $53 for 3 months, and we have received complaints that they are delaying in issuing them. We'll be raising this on Monday with Minister Shombo and Harare. We'll be raising this to say the complaint that we are having is that the passports are not being processed fast enough, and the people are likely to lose out during this process of applying for this new permit. So it's an issue that is part of the agenda, issues that we want to raise with the Minister and Harare.
Ah, thank you so much. Yeah, Gibbs, again.
So now on Facebook, we've got so many people that are actually reacting to this kind of discussion. And some of them are posting actually some messages. And one of the guys is Samaita. He says, I live in USA, but can you phone me? I'm in Zimbabwe right now. Samaita, we are going to call you because he gave us his number. And I hope our producer is going to call him. So now there's another person by the name Pamela Kumalo. She says, okay, let's discuss more, but we need other countries to follow suit. Then the same applies with Usakile Liline Uti. Sifisa ukuthi ilizwe leBotswana lalo lenze khona okufanayo ngoba bachitha isikhathi besebenzisa ifuel yabo behambisa abantu bebadeporta kusuka eBotswana behanjiswa kwele Zimbabwe. So, Mr. Mabena, let's talk about some of these political issues that you hear, sometimes you witness in South Africa. I know that you are also in the Zimbabwe Communist Party. So, we hear that Mr. Mantashe actually criticized President Robert Mugabe for lashing out on the late South African President, Nelson Mandela. So now, with this kind of friction between the two governments, what is the reason why South Africa is deciding to extend this kind of courtesy to Zimbabweans living in that country?
Well, firstly, ZANU-PF and the ANC are friends. You'll know that there's a forum known as the Liberation Movement Forum. They meet, I think, quarterly to exchange views and so forth. It has gone out of the room, so to speak, to say that President Mugabe is now making the comments that he's making. But I think we should recall that in 1997, when President Mugabe was the chairperson of the OCAN on defense and security, that position at the time, it was assumed that it was not going to rotate. And when this SADC summit in Malawi in 1997, and President Mandela was insisting that the position should rotate, we know that President Mugabe then traveled to Tanzania at the conference or congress of the ruling party in Tanzania, where he criticized the ANC and President Mandela then. Last month, the first lady was in the news for beating up that young lady, 20-year-old. After that, I believe the ZANU-PF believed that the ANC did not do enough in protecting the first lady, and they feel that the first lady was embarrassed and the ANC couldn't do anything. So what then President Mugabe says is informed by the manner in which, in their view, the ANC failed to protect the first lady. So it's unfortunate that it is an issue that is now some kind of a tug of war. But I don't think we should read much, because these are friends, as I've said, that the ANC and ZANU-PF are friends. I do not see how that should link those fights with the ordinary Zimbabweans that are here. You will know that Zimbabweans have been coming over the years. Before 2000, particularly between 2000 and 2002, the South African government was refusing to grant Zimbabwean asylum document and refugee status on the basis that there was no war in Zimbabwe. Only in May in 2002 to do that. So they know that the majority of Zimbabweans have been coming here as a result of the collapse of the Zimbabwean economy. They have monitored the Zimbabwean elections. We know the reports that they've been issuing from year 2000 up to the last election in 2013. In fact, the Secretary General of the ANC, Comrade Gwede Mandashe, in 2011 was at the ZANU-PF People's Conference in Bulawayo, where he said the ANC was going to assist the ZANU-PF in winning the 2013 elections. We all know that the ZANU-PF won 2/3 majority. So I don't think it's a war that some of us might want to enter. It's a war between the friends, the ZANU-PF and the ANC.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mabena, and stay on the line, please.
Tina, my Trevor.
Hello.
Makadi, my Trevor, vanyura pa Facebook page yedu yeshonai kuti ndifonereiwo ndiri ku Cape Town. Taura itinzwe my Trevor mapinda muchirongwa.
Okay, ndatenda hangu nokupinda muchirongwa. Inini ndoda kutaura kuti hello.
Taura izvi ndiri kunzwa.
Okay. Ndakasimba hangu inini ndoda kutaura kuti zvo tiri kutarisa at a short term zvinoitika zvokuti tinofanira kutanga tatarisa kuti alright vanhu vakaenda kunovhota vachisiya mabasa hapazoichere situation yekuti inozoita kuti amai vatsva kumusana mwana atsva kudumbu nekuti kusouth africa kunoku ndokwakabata vanhu vazhinji in terms of kuti vanonge vachisenza pavari kusenza votumira kamari mbichana kavari kuwana ikoko kumba kuZimbabwe. Saka nevanhu vanozowana izvozvo tine situation yekuti munhu akasiya basa kuti azokonsidwa kuti atorwe futi kubasa izvozvi zvikunyaya yemaZimbabwe zviri kunetsa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvekuti tinofanira kuti tione kuti tingazvibhalansise sei kuti tingakwanisa here kuti titaurire maybe negovernment yekumusha kuti zvinhu zvichinjewo at least vanhu vari kusevenza kunoku kwakavhurwa makambani bek kumusha munhu anenge aine vanhu vari kusenzawo maZimbabwe voenda kunosenzawo kuZimbabwe ikoko kuitira kuti zvinge zvinoita nani pakuti kubhalansisa nyaya dzemari idzi. Hamino ndo maonero angu andinoita. Kuzoya okay panyaya yemapemits inini kwandiri okay ndingangova hangu kuti maybe I'm against kuti why 4 years vanga vaconsiderawo kuti vape vanhu long term solutions semapermanent res vana tagara muno for a long time and kazhinji vamwe vacho hatitori namacriminal records saka why not also considering kupawo mapermanent residence kune vanhuwo vasina ma criminal records nekuti mapemita epakapiwa akapiwa kune vanhu vasinga qualify on ma critical skills ne vazhinji vachonosidza muri kuvarungu mudzimba saka nivanozoona nguva yekuti vaende kunotafidha up the education kupi apa vanenge vachida kuenda kunosenza apa vanenge vachida kuti vastudy saka ni kandiri zvinonetsa kuti vanhu especially vanhu vechidzimai kuti vachinje kubva kumapemits iwayo avakambopiwa emaZSP kuti vaende kunomagreta kune mapemits mamwe anokwanisa anenge zvinga kudaidzirwa chikoro ipapo pakaoma.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru, mai Trevor. Tinokurudzira kuti madzimai vange vachifona kuti tinzwa pfungwa dzavo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibsa, that was my Trevor. Her concern is that at least they should have given permanent residence to Zimbabweans who have been working in South Africa without criminal records. And of course, about going to Zimbabwe to vote, she was saying it might be problematic.
Jobs.
Yeah, because, you know, they have their jobs to take care of. Gibbs.
I'm told we've got Love More on the line.
Mkoma Love More, vanyura opa Facebook, wajiti ndifo nerei Love More, mzinkwa. Makadi Mkoma Love More. Mkoma Love More.
Hello, how are you guys?
Ai, watiri, nani zvedu, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu, but endai paduze nefone, hamusinyazonzwika.
Ya, zvinhu zvakaita.
Ah, Mkoma Love More, nari yenyu inenge iri kuita jerasi.
Ya, inenge network iri kundinetsa mutano.
Taura yenyu tinzwa.
Ya, ndandiri kuti ndikufara ndifarira mwoyo wedu vapiwa zvavapiwa izvavanhu tarenyuwa. Tingodaira kuti pamwe nesuwo tatichingosenza tiri zvidhura. Tingangoti gorombo rakaita seravo iroro tikanzwa takubvawo ma 20 years zvakangoitwa vamwe.
Imimi mune mapepa here Mkoma Love More?
Handina kana kungoshanda ndisina kana chinhu.
Saka munosenzera kudhorobha ripi?
Kuyepe kwese.
Okay, munongo hamuna kwekuti kumakagara munongoti kwaramuka muenda.
Kwaramuka ndokwatiedzira.
Asi kana musina mapepa hazvinetse here nemapurisa munorarama sei?
Tinoshandisa zvinonzi zvebasa. Ndiripo zvato zvebasa izvozvo ndozvetingoenda tikasangana nomurodhi tovaratidza kuti zvebasa zviripo.
Zvebasa izvi chioko mhomwechi.
Aiwa, tine diofisa takavhura muCampton Park umwe wekuti tinongonotsvaga zvishomashoma zvokuti mhuri dzirarame kumusha.
Okay, asi hamunetswere nemapurisa ndiwangu ari mubvunzo wangu.
Nokuti tine zvatine takabata kasaka havanyani kutinetsa maningi.
Aiwa,
takatotarisira nezvodzvuku ipapa kuti minista angocheuka ombichana so chero kati pagore zvedu takamirira kunovhota aiwa toti chirungu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mkoma Love More nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda nekutifonera murambe muchitibata tichihwa dzenyu pfungwa nedzedu tichisanganisa pamwe tingabudisa chidikidiki.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's turn to I think is Mr. Shumba now, right?
Yes.
Mr. Shumba, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Just briefly, you know, what does it entail to actually get this kind of Zimbabwe special permit? Now it's called the Zimbabwean exemption permit. So one, what do you need? Passport?
It doesn't require much. Pretty much the documentation that you needed when you applied for the Zimbabwe special permit are the ones that you need now for the Zimbabwe exemption permit. And one, if you need a work permit, you just need evidence that you are working for somebody or for an entity. So it's just evidence to the effect that you are employed. Then if you need a business permit, it is evidence that you are running a business, since the ZSP have been continually running that business, or at least if you have started a new one, evidence that you have a new business.
Mm-hmm.
Then likewise, for a study permit, you just need a letter from a school that indicates that the child is going to school. Then after you submit your application, there is a fee. Remember, we said the online application starts first. Then there is a fee or an amount that you'll be asked to pay in the amount of 190 rands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you need, evidence of whichever permit you are applying for, that you have documentation to show that. But apart from that, you also evidently need a passport that is valid, a Zimbabwean passport that is valid.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Thank you, Advocate Shumba. Do you have any questions from... No, we just have Chipochedu Danda Mapota, who says, hi, I'm watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you very much, Chipochedu. Then Joseph Makusha, anoti ndifonereo ndiri Cape Town. Mukoma Joseph, amuna kuisa namba yenyu. Nekudaro zvinoti netsei. Kana muchiti tikufonerei, ibvai matipa namba yenyu tikufonerei. Asi tinotenda neku... Tera chirongwa chedu pa Facebook page yedu.
I think we've got a caller. Shepard Gilbert Maxen. Kunjani baba?
Yeah, ndino simba zvenyu makadiyo baba.
Ndiripo taura na Blessing.
Makadi.
Ndiripo zvenyu mukoma Blessing, muripo mukoma wangu.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Yeah, ndichiga. Ilini no shunguru ziko mgoma blessing yako. Kwa mnana botwana, se wasinga tipo mvumwe kutituwa nsekuwa na umate. But because wako mana kati, kuno kujino kuwara.
Jino famba se pa Botswana?
Pa Botswana mkane uruguri ya mgoma blessing.
Hmm.
Shamudu zato atisha itigo, jino shamudu zato kuhira manje. Naini kumutana na mgoma blessing.
Saka unutu kabata usina mapepa unuru wanicha mboku.
Unopende sabo nambo straight ya chamboku chinori ya zumozo kutote haikuona hapo ugota risewone pano tibazi ya chuka nariki bagu gebs simungeka nariki na 75% ya so wano tombo kujitei na kujira ujio gara kushika bazi ya kwana kana maku mbea modari kana mambo moro wa zisinga iti munu siwa kuzimbabu
hai asiva nukuru wakone ituko huku wano rambo wachizo kira chete
ayo wa muzimbabu ikawa ndeye naro baba.
Mm-hmm.
Risingo tende uka na yane ngatu waku masuri mangwana mpani unori ya chai.
Kwa wane wane kune wane mapepa wacho shuri nyore ere kutu kwa nise kwa na mapepa ya kusenza Botswana.
Mkuma blessing kutuwane mapepa muno Botswana. Pepa urigemu Botswana iri very 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 slow and the plus footi kutuwa kwa nise kwa wana mapepa wacho interview wacho waka uuma risinga iti.
Maningi wachikuti kufunza ya kuti kudi imanja?
Kufunza sunu saka wanda including medication chaya kunguani kwa chaya kwa uine kana kachiwele kadiki kikidiki wanda good that go back to your country uende unu garaiko uku akunu kakimplei mwesi
hai paka oma pasaka kunguo shingiri rao saka wanu wanu batu kwa sewe ku Zimbabwe wanu ita ma roadblocks wanu ita se
Andi mkona mki baba ramano ziparama kwenye anapate pa boda po ziri pa plumbri.
Mm-hmm.
Wani pande roadblock ino zibishuri.
Mm-hmm.
Tafu matati nda mfranzi sound. Kana tafu penda ni A1, ino zi A1, ino shika shikasa ando na ni A1, ino zi A5, ino zi A5. Ani ino zi sise. Tafu bapa sise, tuenka mpalape pande ino ipapo. Tafu batuti mpalape para rudi. Ende nema operations dzacho ende kuzvino mazvano vano kutenderera nendege zvokuti kana muchito kushinda kubirira ngo vanouya kuti koko kana una market for posting kwese inenge iri gumba wakumba chaiwo.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru tichambotaura nevari kuBotswana uko pane chimwe chirongwa tisangotaure nevari kuSouth Africa asi tinotenda nokupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aishuwa ndino kutenda shuwa wakumarewa ndo wangu tiziro tisa shuwa watiko niso kujitwa umapepa shuwa wadi.
Ae watinotenda shukuru mkuma wangu.
Andijika.
Mm-hmm.
Andijika.
Tinotenda. Kola then Botswana is saying that, you know, the corporal punishment in Botswana where shamboks are sometimes used on people deemed to be illegal immigrants, and he's saying that his wish is that Botswana will follow the example that South Africa has set to make sure that they have documents so that they can work, because he's saying the situation in Botswana for Zimbabweans is desperate.
Pathetic, yeah. So, okay, Baba Mapena, ugcina nje ungathini ngohlelo lolu ukuthi sibili abantu benzeni? Khosa malutshana sibili.
Sicela ukuthi abonke abaphethe ama-ZSP abahambe bay-apply mhlaka 15 bengahlali balinde ukuthi be-apply nge-last minute.
Finish, sokuphelile Mapena.
Passport kabazama ukuthi bathola ama-passport
manje. Ngendenge insimbi phela mzala.
Isikhathi two.
Isikhathi two, boy.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, and also our other guest, Advocate Gabriel Shumba. And we want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, don't forget to like our Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Bye-bye.